Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Pinkie Pie and the Rockin' Ponypalooza Party. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Book 2. Written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Chapter 1. Welcome, Spring Sproing Springtime! It was a perfect day in Ponyville. The clouds finally cleared from the sky, and gentle rays of sunshine illuminated every cottage, garden, and cobblestone path. Ponies all around town emerged from their homes, blinking the sleepy winter out of their eyes. It had been almost a week since they'd finished their annual winter wrap-up. The ponies had spent an entire day working hard to clear the paths of snow and ice, welcoming back the critters, and plowing the fields to ready them for crops of fresh fruits and veggies. Now every morning was like opening a present. The ponies loved being greeted by flowers and butterflies, rather than snowflakes and chilly breezes. This morning, one pony in particular was feeling an extra spring in her step.
"Wake up, citizens of Ponyville!"
Pinkie Pie hollered, throwing open her bedroom window on the tippity-top floor of Sugar Cube Corner. She was oblivious to the early hour. Even though no pony was awake enough yet to listen, she called out,
"It's going to be an awesome day!"
The candy-striped curtains rustled as a sweet, fresh breeze floated inside. Pinkie closed her eyes, inhaled deeply, and smiled from ear to ear.
"Don't you just love spring, Gummy?"
Pinkie bounced around her pet alligator with glee, her curly fuchsia mane puffing up.
"It's all sunshine and good smells and playing outside!"
Gummy blinked his large eyes in response, but his face remained expressionless.
"Here, smell this! It'll make you feel all flowery-powery!"
Pinkie plucked a purple posy from her newly installed window box and bounded back over to Gummy. The tiny gator opened his mouth, clamped down on the posy, and swallowed.
"Ooh, what a fun way to welcome spring, Gummy! Maybe I'll try it, too!"
Pinkie plucked another bloom and popped it into her mouth. Her face twisted into a sour look. It did not taste like a sugary delight.
"Yuck! Actually, maybe I'll just stick to cupcakes for now."
Pinkie trotted across the brightly colored room. Everything in sight was patterned with hearts or balloons.
"So, what's on the PPP for today, Gummy?"
She looked over her Pinkie party planner on the wall. It had been a gift from Twilight Sparkle and was where she kept track of all the exciting parties happening around Ponyville. The majority of them were events she'd planned herself, but it still pleased her to see how much fun every pony was having. Ever since she accidentally multiplied herself in the mirror pool in an attempt not to miss out on anything, she thought it was best to keep track of fun another way. She scanned the list.
"Let's see. Ice Cream Sunday Party at Sweet Cream Scoop's house? No, that's tomorrow. Silly me. Today is Saturday."
She looked at Saturday, but what Pinkie saw there horrified her. There weren't any parties on today's schedule. Not one. Pinkie's jaw dropped, and she sunk to the floor like a wilted flower. How could this be? A whole day with no fun activities to attend? What was she going to do with her time? The sweet sound of birds chirping outside taunted her. Even the birds sounded like they had a party planned for today. Pinkie stood up straight with a determined look in her eye.
"There's no way we can waste such a prettiful, sunshiny day doing nothing, Gummy!"
She leaped over to a mountainous stack of colored boxes in the corner, her party supplies, and started to rifle through them rapidly. Neon streamers flew through the air, glitter confetti sprinkled down, pointed party hats, noisemakers, and birthday candles rolled across the floor. It looked like Pinky's party cannon had exploded. She was making a big mess, but she didn't care. Pinkie Pie needed inspiration.
Aha! This could be superrific! Pinkie squealed, pulling out a shiny magenta cape edged in blue and yellow ribbons.
She threw it over her shoulders and popped on a matching mask.
A super pony party, perhaps?
Gummy blinked, unconvinced. Pinky's shoulders sagged. He was right. The cape wasn't quite doing it. Pinky tossed it onto the pile of rejected items and sighed.
I know, I know, she said, brightening up again. How about a capture the flag tournament? Those are fantiliastically fun.
Pinky grunted as she struggled to push a massive gold box labeled Party Flags. One of three, to the center of the room. She placed a small ladder on the side and dived headfirst into the box, causing several flags to spill out and land on the already cluttered floor. Pinky wasn't just looking for any old flag. She wanted a special flag that would be absolutely perfect for the game, and she knew just the one. It was a keepsake from the time she'd been in charge of the Flugelhorn booth at the Crystal Fair. It had a sparkly pink Flugelhorn on it. Sparkles were very popular in Equestria lately, ever since the Crystal Empire had returned. But it was no use. Pinky found checkered racing flags, some summer sun celebration flags, and even flags with tiny flags painted on them. But no pink Flugelhorn. Pinky was pretty down on her luck today.
Oh, well, never mind that, she exclaimed. I'm sure there's something else around here.
Meanwhile, Gummy climbed on top of one of Pinky's homemade Super Spring sneakers, a set of shoes with giant silver springs attached to the bottom for maximum bounce ability. He slowly sprang up and down on one of them, and the shoe made a small squeaky noise. It was hard to tell if he was having fun, since he couldn't smile, but he kept doing it, so that was a good indication.
Gummy, you're brilliant!
Pinky shouted. She did a celebratory twirl that rustled up some stray confetti like a party tornado.
Why didn't you say something sooner?
Pinky smiled extra wide and strapped on her sneakers.
We're going to have a spring party to welcome the new season. We have so much to do.
And with that, Pinky bounced out the door and into action. It was time to get this party started.